Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a rambunctious and active Fluid Friday live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be, and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, packed today. We'll have more NFL news. The tournament is absolutely unbelievable. In about 6-7 hours from now, UCLA plays North Carolina, which could be the game of the tournament. Alex Curry is joining me in a Friday. What a fun night of basketball last night.
What an epic night of sports, because you had the March Madness, you had NBA, you had our U.S. men's team playing Mexico. I even spiced in a little hockey in there. It was a great night. Yeah. I was one with my couch for like 4 and 5 hours.
Yeah, I watched a lot of TV last night. I want to start with this, though, before I get to Duke and Gonzaga. I've got thoughts on both. The tournament starts in several hours, going to be great. This is very interesting. A lot of people cover a lot of teams. But it's when you cover the Packers, it's different. Very few people have like really, really good sources with the Packers. Very small town. They don't like outsiders. Tom Silverstein covers the Packers, has for years. He's one of the one or two people that really gets inside information. Fascinating column today about Devontae Adams leaving to the Raiders, the former Packer receiver. Fascinating. First of all, Aaron knew about it long before he signed his contract. Still signed that big contract knowing it would be hard for the front office to get his replacement. So the story goes on to say Rodgers and Devontae Adams are tied on the field, but Adams is not part of Rodgers' inner circle. Receiver Randall Cobb is, tackle David Bakhtiari are, but Adams doesn't run with that crowd. He's very much a family guy. He doesn't golf with celebrities. He doesn't hang out in clubs or push his brand. He's a good dude. I can confirm this. I have had multiple Packer people tell me through the years he is sort of the guy in the room, talent and work ethic. It goes on to say Rodgers heaped praise on Devontae all year. So it's not like he tried to devalue him. But as much as Aaron claims he doesn't like the spotlight, he embraces it, sucks a lot of oxygen out of whatever room he's in, and the offseason became all about Aaron once again. Isn't this interesting? So Tom Brady, since he arrived in Tampa, has worked the phones, calling, DMing, texting, messaging other players on other teams to come play for the Bucks. Leonard Fournette, Russell Gage. Russell Gage is an Atlanta receiver. He said last week, "I thought somebody was playing a prank on me when Brady called me asking me to come play with him in Tampa." But because of that call, Russell Gage is now a Buccaneer. That's all Brady's done. Call Gronk, call receivers, call Antonio Brown. Go above and beyond. Forget the pay cut he takes, which he has reworked so he's a tiny cap hit to make it work. Yet Aaron Rodgers, all these years, can't form a relationship with Davante Adams, his best teammate. You got to be kidding me. According to this story, Aaron knew long before it was public he wasn't coming back. Did it stop him from taking $50 million and needing to be the highest paid quarterback? Nope. And because of that, Za'Darius Smith, edge rusher, is now a Viking. And one of his receivers signed with the Chiefs yesterday, a deep threat. They have no deep threat now, basically. Their number one receiver is now Alan Lazard, who would not be a number one, two, three, or four with Tampa and Tom. It's called sacrificing. But again, Aaron would not even sacrifice with a vaccine. Listen, I'm not a mandate guy. If you don't want to get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. I did. My kids did. I'm not going to lecture you. But if you're on a team, it's not about you. It's about the club and sacrificing. Aaron wouldn't get vaxxed. And when they played Kansas City in the biggest game of the year, he wasn't available. Nor, apparently, was he available enough to form a relationship with one of the hardest working, most humble, decent guys in the league that also happened to be his most important teammate. No relationship. Tom now has a relationship with guys he didn't know 2 years ago. Not stars, three receivers, four receivers, guys like Antonio Brown, who I wouldn't even want to be friends with from what I've read about him. Now, Tom made that work too. Sacrificing beyond yourself. So very into, I don't want to hear now. I don't want to hear belly aching ever from Aaron saying, "I don't have this and I don't have that. You haven't worked to get this. You haven't sacrificed to get that." I don't want to hear it. Because Aaron privately will say, "We don't have a good enough defense." He did now. "Well, I don't have good enough receivers." Whose fault is that? You think if Devontae really felt close to you, I mean a real bonding relationship, he goes to the dysfunctional Raiders? I don't know. But I don't want to hear it anymore. Leadership is about sacrifice. Leadership is about doing things for other people, not just living on your island. Remarkable story and remarkable insight why one guy's got a trophy room and another quarterback has a singular trophy. So the tournament's unbelievable. It's so much fun to watch this. And, you know, college basketball is interesting because it is so transitional as a player, as a sport. Like the best players, you know, it's one and done. It's like an airport. They land, wait for the next flight, off to the NBA. You know, Steph Curry's been with the Warriors for how many years? He's going to end with the Warriors. Jason Tatum goes to the Celtics. They're probably never going to let him go. You know, I mean, there's a lot of players in pro basketball. Magic Johnson is a Laker. You know, in pro sports, Derek Jeter is a Yankee. Kobe was a Laker. But in college basketball, the best players, the better you are, the faster you leave, even great programs. And that's what's most impressive about Duke. I don't know if Duke can win. I watch them, you know, I probably watch more Duke and Gonzaga basketball and maybe UCLA than I do any other teams. I didn't think any of them were a championship team this year. And then I watched Duke again last night, and I'm like, they've got a point guard with experience, they have a rim protector, they have NBA wings, and the best basketball coach, arguably in the history of the world, and that includes the NBA. What's most impressive about Coach K, he won a championship in 91 and 92. I was there when he got crushed by UNLV in Denver. I was right there. probably his worst moment. And then 2001, 10 years later, he won a title. And 10 years, 9 years later, he won a title. And then he won it in 2015. Why did he win those titles? And why did Bobby Knight not age well and hasn't aged well? Because Bobby Knight was undone by change. One and done culture, Bobby wouldn't embrace it, irrelevant. But Coach K has been around so long, he's had to adapt constantly to the massive changes. And every time he does, it's why Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time. Is he the smartest? I don't know. But Saban and Coach K have a quality, and they're both feisty, and they both have their critics. But they both have a quality, despite having healthy egos, they're willing to suppress it and go, you know what? I'm going to turn the telescope around. This doesn't feel right. I don't have all the answers. I'm going to bring some people in. So when Krzyzewski took over Duke, the game was slow, 45-second shot clock. Then in the early 90s, the 45-second shot clock leaves. It's 35-second, and the game got faster. It used to be a big, lumbering game when he got to Duke. Then the game got faster. He evolved. And then all of a sudden, the game one-and-done culture. He didn't like it, but he evolved. And then the three-point shooting revolution. And then he evolved. Greg Popovich still won't embrace the three-point shot. What Duke basketball is an incredibly well-run business. That's what Alabama football is. You think of them basketball as football powers. They're just well-run businesses. The strength training at Alabama, the mentoring at Alabama, the coaching. Alabama top to bottom, soup to nuts, is a great business, and so is Duke basketball. And it's not been easy for either. Saban loses assistants, multiple assistants. They often go to his rivals. And Coach K had losing seasons. There's injuries. There's administrative changes. They got a new school president. You got to sell them on Duke. And it's not been easy. I just finished a book on Coach K, The Rise and Reign of Coach K by Ian O'Connor. It is a fascinating look at how great he's been, but how hard it has been from day one. He got that job with a losing record at Army. He had doubters day one. 5 years later, many thought he would get fired. It's been hard, but his ability to adapt, three-point revolution, one-and-done culture, the game sped up. Now you've got, by the way, Kentucky and Calipari beat him to the punch on the one-and-done stuff. Now they're better at Kentucky at it. So I don't know if this team's good enough to win. They're the classic Duke team. They've got a little experience at point. They got a big rim protector, NBA wings, a top three pick, and the best basketball coach ever. 500 more wins than John Wooden. The best Olympic coach ever, 100 tournament wins. And what's remarkable, at 75, and Saban's got this quality too, in the 70s, high school players love him, college players love him, and NBA players love him. That is hard to do. All three levels of basketball, high school, college, and pros, he's a legend. And I talked to him about a year ago about all these changes through his career and how he's battled through them.
What I learned about leadership and teamwork is that you can't keep fitting people into the same environment if that environment is not the one that is out there right now. With culture and everything like that. So you have to adapt and create an environment that's conducive to success. And as a leader, I would adapt to how you communicate with your guys, because you keep getting older and the guys you coach, I'm 50 something years older than the guys I coach.
Yeah. Listen, he and Saban have their critics. But Saban, when he got to Alabama, was all about corners, pass rushers, and linebackers. Alabama today is about wide receivers, left tackles, and quarterbacks. And Krzyzewski's got shooters, one-and-doners. They play fast. They can slow it down. They can be physical. And I didn't think they were a championship team. And after last night, I'm like, I think Duke's going to win it. And I have a feeling, tied, late championship game, they may get the whistle. just one. Hard not to root for them. I was on pins and needles last night, and I got nothing against Texas Tech. They got a great coach. They have great players. But it's an unbelievable career, and he should be a model for how to run a business. And if you read that book on him by Ian O'Connor, it has not been easy. And it's not all praise. He is rough. He is tough. He can wear people out, like Saban. But that resilience, that his family from Chicago, his grandmother, tough, going to West Point. It's when you read the Saban Krzyzewski stories, there are so many parallels about, you know, the tough family, the demanding family, and their growth. It's fascinating, just fascinating stuff. And I find myself hard not to root for him. I was sitting there last night. I got nothing against anybody else, but it's like, wouldn't that be great? Fun tournament. UCLA, Carolina tonight. Two other teams I didn't think were good enough to win the tournament. And I think I'm probably wrong on that, too.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Good to have you in. Ryan Russillo, my buddy, is going to show up this hour. I don't know what to do with Chad Holmgren, that big center for Gonzaga. Does he go pro? Does he stay in college? What kind of pro he is? And I got thoughts on Gonzaga later. Great to have you in. So you never think you solve a problem most times you think you solve a problem, you do something big, and you just create another problem, right? More money, more problems, right? And so Miami goes out and gets Tyreek Hill, and I think they think, okay, solution. Tua is limited. Now we have a solution. And I'm going to push back on that because I do think he makes them faster and more interesting, but I don't think will he win him a game? You know, he's probably worth in Vegas a point a game over the course of a season. That's 17 points. Is he worth a point a game? And does that mean another win a year because of Tyreek Hill? Yeah, I think you can make that argument for DeAndre Hopkins, Tyreek Hill, Jamar Chase. Are they worth a win a year? Are they worth a point a game? I think it's an argument, sure. Most players outside of quarterback are not worth more than a half a point, even if they're a Pro Bowl-level skill player. So Tyreek Hill, now a Dolphin, talks about Tua.
Tua is one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL, man. So just his ball placement, you know, getting us the ball in space, you know, perfect placement. They definitely want to put all the right pieces around the quarterback because the quarterback is the most important player on the field. You know, having myself to run and a few more other pieces that were already here, you definitely can tell that the owner want to win.
Okay, so as I said yesterday, I do like that Miami as a franchise has pivoted from spending money on defense to offense. Left tackle, Tyreek Hill, running backs, fullback. They have, as a franchise, smartly so in my opinion, pivoted defense to offense. And that, frankly, is the way the league is moving. But I think they've solved the Tua issue. And I would argue they've created another dilemma. So in 1 year with Tyreek Hill, watch it divide the room. Here's why. So here's Tua's numbers this year. He didn't have terrible, you know, Devontae Parker, Jalen Waddle, Mike Gesicki. Wasn't terrible support. New England's got less talent. He completed 67.8% of his throws, 16 touchdowns, 10 picks, passer rating of 90. Kind of what he is when he has to carry decent pieces. So now with a new offensive coach, Tyreek Hill, and a better left tackle, upgrade at running back. Is it reasonable to think Tua's numbers will go up? Now, he's not going to go to 120 passer rating. But let's give him like a 10% increase on stuff, 10 to 15%. And so next year, he's going to complete 69% of his throws. I'll say 23 touchdowns, only 8 picks, and a 96 passer rating. And that's going to divide the room. Colin, you got to keep him with those numbers. Interesting. Do you think Kyle Shanahan's a good coach? Because in this offensive system with Mike McDaniel, it's Shanahan's system. Here's Garoppolo's numbers. The exact same, I believe, Tua's will look like at the end of next year, and Shanahan's moving off him. Sean McVay runs this system to some degree. Look at Jared Goff's numbers. Oh, my. The exact same. This system makes B-minus quarterbacks look like A quarterbacks or A-minus quarterbacks. It can divide the room. Jared Goff and McVay, that season they were fighting. Goff thought, I'm here. This is what I am. And McVay's like, no, this system is taking you from here to here. It's not what you are. And Jimmy Garoppolo, he didn't really fight it. But Garoppolo's winning record and Goff's winning record, that's what Tua's going to look like in this system. It is built to elevate quarterbacks without them having to do all the work. They went and got a fullback. They went and got speedy backs. Everybody that runs this system, what did McVay do in L.A.? Got a left tackle, Andrew Whitworth. What did Zach Taylor do when he went to Cincinnati? Jonah Williams, left tackle, Alabama. You ever notice this system? Oh, what did Kyle Shanahan do? Trent Williams went and got a left tackle. What did Miami just do? Go and get left tackle. Fullback. Upgrading backs. Re-sign the good tight end. That's what's going to happen in 1 year. You're going to be looking into his numbers, and they're going to look like Goff in L.A. with McVay. And now you're going to say to yourself, well, Goff got to a Super Bowl, and Shanahan got to a Super Bowl, or Jimmy did. Yeah, in the NFC. Have you seen the AFC lately? Not sure if you've noticed. It's the greatest football conference in the history of the world. So, good luck. Forget the AFC leaping over Buffalo and Josh Allen. Alex with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Colin, we got the madness last night. Two more one seeds are out of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Last night in the Sweet 16. Overall, number one Gonzaga was upset by four seed Arkansas in a 74-68 loss. This is Arkansas's second straight trip to the Elite Eight. One seed Arizona, who we both had winning the tournament,
yeah,
was also knocked out with a 72-60 loss to five seed Houston, who led the game wire to wire. That leaves Kansas as the lone number one left in the tournament. And according to Fox Bet, they have the best odds to win the tournament at plus 350.
Well, it's funny. I watched Kansas play Kentucky earlier this year, and Kentucky steamrolled them. So, you know, the thing about college basketball, it's a lot of 19-year-old players.
Yeah.
So you are watching them live. The teams get better. The chemistry get better. The kids get better. You know, some of these guys are 6 months out of high school, especially for these top programs. Gonzaga, Kansas, a lot of these guys, Duke, it's a lot of young kids. So whereas in the NBA, you kind of know what you get with Jason Tatum. You kind of know what you get with Steph. You know, Luke is improving, Ja's improving, but you can't. College basketball, you watch Kansas 3.5 months ago and watch Kansas today. There's an argument to be made. It's almost a different team. Same players, different chemistry, different confidence, different vibe. So it'll be ironic if Kansas wins, because I saw them play twice this year, and they got blown out once and got beat the other time.
You mentioned it earlier. It's hard not to root for Duke now because of Coach K. There was something a little special there watching that last night, watching the emotion of him and the players after they won. But, yeah, according to Fox Bet, it's Kansas, Houston, Duke, Villanova as the favorites to win the tournament.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Tonight's going to be fun. I can't wait for UCLA, UNC.
Yep.
Woo. Okay, moving on. Kyler Murray got a lot of attention earlier this year when he deleted all of the Cardinals' pictures from his Instagram. He did eventually add them back, but there were still questions about his relationship with the team. He spoke for the first time about the situation on Thursday and made it clear he's happy where he is. He said, "I'm an Arizona Cardinal. I've done nothing but give my all to the Cardinals and will continue to do that. I'm not really too worried about my future as a Cardinal." Obviously, you got the whole social media stuff and coming out with whatever it was with the future. But honestly, I'm happy where I am, where my feet are, keeping football the main thing like I always have. The thing is I don't think anyone knew or thought there was an issue with him and the organization until his whole social media situation where he took everything down. He created this public drama.
Well, yeah. And also, you know, they now sit in their division and they have watched Seattle move off a star quarterback.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks later, Seattle is bailing water as a franchise. So as I said a couple weeks ago, and I'll say it again, quarterbacks in 2022, Aaron Rodgers, Big Ben, Kyler Murray, you're going to get some drama. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson, you're going to get some drama. It's not the end of the world. There is not much of a replica for Kyler Murray in the market.
Yeah.
It's Russell Wilson, and he's in Denver. You have to resign him.
Yep.
I think the world's changed. Players make more. They've got more power. Some of these quarterbacks are going to make $40, $50 million a year. They're going to change a little. Mm-hmm. People around them are going to change a little. The stress and expectations around them are going to change a little. You got to come to terms with it. Kyler may not be easy. I've heard he's not for everybody. He's great. So resign him.
Yeah. And he's under contract until next season, and they plan to pick up his fifth-year option, which would keep him in Arizona through 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Seahawks seem to be heading towards a rebuild following the blockbuster trade of Russell Wilson. Wide receiver DK Metcalf has emerged as another potential trade, with teams reportedly reaching out to Seattle about his availability. But Metcalf is hoping to step up into a leadership role with Seattle, even though he was surprised when Russ was moved. He said, "I was just in shock because I didn't think it was going to happen. I was very shocked because I never thought he was going to leave Seattle. So my mind is like, Russ is gone. What do I do?" Later that night, Bobby gets cut. "I think it's time for me to step up and be a leader. It's my time in Seattle now. That's the way I'm going to look at it." But now the market price for wide receivers has gone up following the Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill situation. And the right price comes around. I don't know how Seattle could keep him.
You know, it's going to be really interesting. So if I was Seattle, I would probably keep DK Metcalf. I think we said yesterday he's got like 29 touchdowns in 3 years. He reminds me a little of Dez Bryant. He's not the greatest route runner. He can be temperamental, but physically, Dez Bryant in his prime was impossible to match up with in the red zone. DK Metcalf is just a bodybuilder with Usain Bolt level speed, right? So you're just going to re-sign him. And I do think he's absolutely committed to his craft. You can tell from his body. The dude is totally committed to it. But what's interesting is, because there was a rumor yesterday he was on the market, and Devontae Parker, who's not, you know, 50 catch a year guy, has had one great year over 1,000 yards. What is Green Bay now going to do at wide receiver? Their number one receiver this morning is Alan Lazard, who, in my opinion, is not a top three receiver for the Rams or a top four receiver for the Buccaneers in the NFC. So DK Metcalf, in a weapons wide receiver driven league, he may be a tad overrated as a one. I don't think you could let him go. You let Bobby go. You let Russ go.
Yeah.
You got a lot of draft picks for Russ. I wouldn't let him go. There's what's the duplicate for Tyreek Hill speed on the market? There is none. What is the replica for DK Metcalf's size and speed on the market? I don't think there is one.
And it's nice that he said he wants to stay and he wants to be in that leadership role. But then there are also rumors that the Seahawks may be interested in trading for Baker Mayfield if the price is right.
Well, you can't bring in Baker with a bad O-line in Seattle and have no DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Alex with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
I did think there was a secondary story on the Packers and Devontae Adams, Tom Silverstein, that Devontae and Aaron weren't really buds. They got along at practice fine. That's remarkable to me. But the Packers, it says, must accept their role in Devontae Adams going to the Raiders. They had an entire year to sign him, but they stood firm against breaking their Packer policy of guaranteeing nothing but the signing bonus. So the amount of guaranteed money was never going to be to Adams' liking. So, you know, I do think a lot of us, myself included, look at Green Bay and we say, hey, the model's working. So let's go the year after Bart Starr won his last championship. That's 54 years until today. They have two Super Bowls. So does Tampa and Baltimore. And Baltimore is 26 years old. The Ravens are 26 years old. They have two Super Bowls. And they didn't have Favre. And they didn't have Aaron Rodgers. They had Dilfer and Flacco. So that model in Baltimore is working without great quarterbacks in a better division with the perennially difficult Steelers. Tampa, who we think is quirky, they existed only 44 years. They have two Super Bowls. So Green Bay, with two of the top 10, 12 quarterbacks of all time, in the most dysfunctional division in NFL history, folks, the Vikings, Bears, and Lions between them have one Super Bowl. One. It's the most dysfunctional historic division in football. They've had Aaron and Brett. 54 years, two Super Bowls. So is it working? So let's think about, okay, big brands. Packers is a big brand. Let's think about the big brands, because big brands tend to have an advantage, right? In 54 years, the Lakers have won 12 titles. The Yankees have won 7 in 45 years. Duke's won 5. Bama's won 10. Patriots 6. Green Bay 2. Like the Florida Marlins, who were created in 1993. Is it working? And yet Green Bay's got a policy. We do not guarantee. Bruh, time to change the policy. Players have more power. They want more promises. They don't want the world. Players don't want the world. Players aren't demanding much. They're really not. I mean, most NFL guys I meet, most pro athletes I meet, they're not that demanding. You know, really not. They like that certain seat on the plane on the way home if they're a quarterback, right? Give me my iPad. I want a second Corona on the way home. But in the 70s, folks, doctors and lawyers were the richest people in our neighborhoods. They can no longer afford the nicest neighborhoods in big cities. That's for serial entrepreneurs, hedge fund people, star athletes, and tech superstars. The world changes. Doctors and lawyers don't even bring their realtor to those neighborhoods. So the reality is life changes. Green Bay, change. Like, you're already at a certain disadvantage. There's not a ton to do there. You got to tweak your model. Like, you can be principled and you can have standards and values. And Duke has those. And they adapt. But you got to make a few more promises. Like, you got to make Devontae Adams happy. There's not a lot of him on the market. All right, good stuff today. Ryan Russillo, my buddy for the Ringers around the corner. He's got a very good podcast. You should listen to it after listening to mine.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Ryan Russillo, my buddy, and I just did a 10-minute segment off the air, which is probably as good as anything in America that's on the air. That's how it works when Russillo and I get together. He's my buddy. He works at The Ringer. Got the Ryan Russillo podcast. All right, so you had a pretty good take on this. I want you to share it with my audience, which, as you know, is enormous and well-schooled. Jimmy Butler and Spoelstra, by the way, I love Spoelstra, and he's feisty, and he's one of the few coaches that'll get in his players' faces, and I love that about him. And Jimmy Butler's a live wire, and going at it the other night. What's your takeaway? Bad, good, indifferent, where do you land?
Well, I think it's more about Jimmy Butler before we have an answer to it, right? Because Jimmy Butler's career is 10 years of conflict. He was in Chicago, and he didn't get treated all that great in the beginning. He gets his money. I mean, he's a completely unproven guy, and then it becomes his team, and Derrick Rose wants it to be his team again, and Jimmy Butler doesn't like that. I'd side with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler goes to Minnesota. He's like, you know what? These other two young guys, I can't figure it out. I'm the best player. I'm the toughest player. I want more money. That was a conflict, and I actually kind of agree with Jimmy Butler on that one. He goes to Philadelphia, and he's like, what is going on with this place? I'm supposed to now be the lead dog, but the franchise is built around these other guys. I understood his point on that one. But when you finally get your own team, after working your way out of three previous ones, and you're going to mess with a guy like Spoelstra, that's where I'm going to have a hard time siding with you. Now, look, maybe this is just a blip and a frustrating night because they're getting smoked by a Warriors team that was missing its best players, and this won't matter. But if the Heat lose in the playoffs, because every time I look at the standings, Colin, I'll be like, that's right, they're still the one seed. And as much as I love their defense, and I love that I kind of know who they are, which is what I really look forward to in basketball teams to get ready for the playoffs. If the Heat lose the playoffs, it's probably going to be because another team has a ceiling that we haven't seen during the regular season. I don't think it's going to be the Butler conflict.
Yeah, good take. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, which came out this week, I didn't make much of it, the Zion video. You know, you've been rehabbing for a while in Nike, Beaverton, Oregon, whatever. What did you make of the video? Does it mean anything? Usually stuff gets out, Ryan, when somebody wants it out. It may have been he and his agent. It may have been the Pelicans. What did you make of the video?
Well, he definitely wanted it out, okay? And if you look at the timeline of Zion this season, it's impossible. Like, I'm glad I haven't said stuff as I've heard it, because it would immediately 2 weeks be wrong, because it would be like, oh, you know what? Zion's not playing this year. I'd be like, that's weird. I'd be like, what's going on? Oh, second opinion, shutting it down. You know, he's unhappy. Okay, all right, fine. Heard that before at the NBA. It's the new NBA that we're in. And then it's like, no, actually, he's in pretty good shape. He's going to come back and play. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I had heard a couple weeks ago he was 2 weeks away, and then 2 weeks later it was like, nah, he's done. So here's the point. I don't know. I don't know that anybody knows. I think the communication has always been a massive problem, as CJ McCollum even alluded to during All-Star break, when he very, I think, strategically points out as he gets traded there, like, I didn't talk to the guy. I think that got repaired a little bit. But if Zion wants this out, and it's like, okay, so wait, are you trying to prove to us that you're actually awesome and ready to go, but yet still don't want to play? So this is somebody that, honestly, his number one priority is that rookie extension. He may not like it in New Orleans, but he's going to have to figure out a way to take that rookie extension there. And the only way that's going to happen is him getting back out in court and playing. And I still don't know when that's going to happen. So I actually thought it was a bad look, even though it was impressive.
So I got to ask you, I want to shift here a little bit to college basketball, because yeah, the Duke ratings over the weekend were great. They'll be great last night. So listen, we like this one and done stuff. It's fun. It's the basketball and the officiating quality can be lacking, but they need so many officials. There's just not that many great officials in the world. But Gonzaga's fascinating, and I'm going to get into him later. But they have a player, Chad Holmgren, and he's really tall and really Holmgren, and he's tall and he's
Chad's not on anybody's board.
Yeah, he's
Chad is.
The people bailed on him months ago. So this kid can shoot a three. He's big. He can put it on the deck a little. He's enormous. He's rail thin. And I watch him and I'm like, yeah, he needs another year of college, but nobody does that. So he's probably going to the pros. And I don't know what to make of him as a pro. I don't even know what to make of him. 20 pounds, he should put on 40. What do your NBA sources say on this kid? Because I can't figure out what he is in the pros.
Look, if you watched Chet Holmgren last night for the first time, you're turning your buddy after 20 minutes on the couch going, this guy's supposed to go number one. And I totally get it. I totally get it. But the people that have watched him throughout high school in the international showcase stuff, all right, and then have watched him for a full season, okay, he's a really incredibly skilled player with an amazing ceiling. Because it's not that he's 7 feet and he's going to play one specific position. It's that he's been incredible all season off the basketball, his movement, his impact, his shooting, his passing, his handle. There's like, I know everybody loves to think that everybody's stupid that's drafting, whether it's a mock draft guy or every single GM, but it's just not true. There are real basketball projections of him, of why teams, back to your question, why teams still have him in the mix as the number one overall guy. But what happens is, never underestimate the will to survive as a front office executive. Because if you're a GM sitting there with that number one pick and you project Chet to be this unbelievably skilled player, you probably go, you know what, though? If he busts, I'm fired, because everybody's going to point back to that game in the tournament where they lost to Arkansas.
Right.
So I'll just take Jabari Smith.
Yeah, I had a GM tell me this years ago, if you're tied with an international player and a kid that crushed in March Madness, take the kid that crushed in March Madness, because the owner watched him. And if you, if he becomes good and the international guy you drafted busts, you'll get fired. So to your point, that's a game within the game. So it's Chet Holmgren. I don't know what to make of him. I will say this, as I watch, I watched the game. I don't know what to make of him, but I watched the highlights. His YouTube page is going to be great, because at his best, he does great things. Now, I said this, this tournament's got no great team. So I, when I look at Krzyzewski, my takeaway is, and Ian O'Connor's book on him is fascinating. He's a lot, you know, he's a lot. Mike's intense, battle tested. And I watched Duke last night and I said, they're going to win this thing. They're going to win. I mean, if I said to you, I don't know who Mike Krzyzewski is. The dude's been winning since the early 90s. What is Mike Krzyzewski to you? What stands out to you?
He's the last guy that's ever going to do it at this level for this long. I mean, he's it. After him, we're never going to have another guy have this kind of run. I mean, it's, I remember going back to that Kansas Final Four with Duke. You know, like this goes back to the mid-80s when I first started watching it. And like a lot of guys, because I was a huge Big East guy, yeah. I hated him like everybody else hated him. I hated the Leitner. I hated when they beat UConn more than when they beat Kentucky. But you know what? You know, you start working in the business, you start meeting a bunch of the alums, guys that played for him, the way they talk about him, then you, lucky enough, like you have had him on the show. I mean, it goes away because you have to respect this so much, all right? It's absurd what this man has pulled off, and also how he had to evolve his own. Like, remember one and done's? It was like, yeah, we're not doing that at Duke. It's like, hey, do you want to keep winning championships? Right. So, you know, credit to him for not being, you know, at the time back then, it was still some sort of debate on whether or not you wanted those kind of guys on your campus. So the brand to be this powerful for 3+ decades in a sport where the target is usually moving quite a bit. I just, no one's ever going to do this kind of thing again. We're just never going to see it again. So I ended up going from somebody who hated all of it to respecting the hell out of it.
Oh, that's great. Ryan Russillo joining me, The Ringer. I got about a minute left. Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins, leaves the Chiefs. What was your big take on that?
Look, average to below average quarterbacks need playmakers. Great quarterbacks will figure it out. And so I get the scheme and the tilting of the field and opening up everything, and then defenses changing their coverage so they allow leave stuff underneath. So now is that taken away? It's Patrick Mahomes, all right? Like this flirtation with trying to doubt this guy is not only absurd, but entertaining to me. Like it's the way we are in this business where you're like, hey, are we pretty sure this guy's the best? It's like, I don't know. Did you see what Herbert did last week? You know, dude, what about if Josh Allen? Those guys are awesome. But I still don't put anybody over Mahomes, and I still think the way this front office has kind of just cycled the talent around him in different positions on the field throughout this still very short run, I'm not remotely worried about the Chiefs. I'm just not. It's a nice weapon, but if that weapon wants like max money at the receiver position when other players have taken slightly lesser deals, Mahomes' deal is a team-friendly deal. I know the headlines. Everybody lost their minds. You broke down the numbers. You went, he could have gotten more, especially with the new TV deal coming. That's going to be an incredible deal. They're going to have to redo that deal. So when it comes to the great quarterbacks, I don't worry about the weapons because I saw it firsthand with Brady for 20 years.
I don't know. I did a Herbert's better than Mahomes topic once. You should have
listened. I did. I know. That's actually what I was talking about.
Yeah, you kind of took a shot at me right there.
I did.
Cowherd. All right, Russillo. It's Chet Holmgren. You know, you get to 57, 58. Stuff breaks up here. You got to, you know, sometimes I miss stuff. All right, Russillo. Let's go out, drink beers in the weekend, okay? Let's do that.
All right. A weekend, though. Not during the week.
Nope. New clarity. Got to see the big games. All right, buddy. See ya. Ryan Russillo. Chet Holmgren. I watched the game. It's just, you know, sometimes things.
It happens.
Holmgren,
it's not a big deal.
Nailed
yeah.
Holmgren.
I mean, yeah, he did.
Boom. Landed that dive right there. Boom. Yeah, I don't know. I watch him and I'm like, I mean, when he shot that three-pointer, and he did that a couple times this year, you're like, what a beautiful jumper.
Yeah.
It's like a beautiful jumper. Hey, he puts the ball on the deck, and you're like, oh, that's nice. Like 7'2 guy. But, man, he needs to put weight on.
And he will. They'll put him on a program. He'll bulk up.
Well, it's not like they don't have smoothies in Gonzaga. I mean, it's not, you know, he's not out there sitting eating Wheat Thins and cottage cheese. They're trying to put weight on him now. It's crazy. All right, next hour. By the way, Tom Silverstein is coming on from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He'll be on the show today. That's great. Article's really fascinating. And it's, of course, I read it, and my interpretation was, Aaron, you got to make friends with your star receiver. Hour two next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.